A new technology is coming to Bitcoin that some are calling the biggest thing since Bitcoin. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Buying and selling things with cryptocurrencies isn't super easy, and it's going to get harder as it gets more popular. Basically, anytime you make any transaction with a cryptocurrency, it all has to get recorded into the blockchain. That's the big decentralized open ledger that makes Bitcoin and currencies like it so unique. But that takes up a ton of resources and actual hard drive space. So there's a limit on how many transactions Bitcoin can do. But a technology called Lightning Network says, hey, what if you did the transactions somewhere else and you just recorded the amounts on the blockchain? That is a huge change in how cryptocurrencies would work, but it could also make them way more useful. Timothy Lee wrote about this for the tech news site Ars Technica.
The way Bitcoin works is conceptually very simple, which is just that when you make a payment, you tell everybody else on the network that that payment happened, and then they all make a copy of that record that you made that payment. And if you think about trying to scale that up to a planet that has billions of people on it, that's just not going to work.
Why is that so hard? Because it takes up too much physical space on hard drives? Like, why is that not scalable?
Exactly. Yeah. It just takes up a lot of, it just generates a lot of data. You know, there's millions or billions of transactions made every day around the world. And if you tried to do that on Bitcoin, everybody would have to have a massive hard drive. It works when there's just a few people kind of playing around with it. But if you're trying to build something that's really, could be a global scale network, you need to have a different approach.
So if you're in, let's say you're a food truck and you start taking these payments over the Lightning Network. And then at the end of the month, when you do your basic ledger work, you would just post the amount of Bitcoin that you took in and spent as a number as opposed to like 1,000 transactions?
Yes, exactly. So this is a great example. Right now, there is a Bitcoin transaction every time a customer pays you. And so with transaction fees being high for the Bitcoin network, you can pay a lot of money to accept these payments. With a Lightning Network, what would happen is you would have a payment channel and say you had 1,000 transactions over the course of the month, the Lightning Network would kind of automatically aggregate all of those. And at the end of the month, you would just get one transaction on the blockchain that's the sum of all of the payments that you received.
Okay, so you still have the security of the blockchain underlying all of this. So it's sort of like the full faith and credit of the United States is why dollars work.
Yes.
So how, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, I mean, people seem pretty excited about this. You described it as what the World Wide Web was to the internet, like the layer that makes it actually accessible to normal humans. Where do you put this? How big a deal is it?
Within the Bitcoin world, this is probably the biggest thing that has happened to Bitcoin since Bitcoin was created. It's I think, the most creative and potentially transformative change people have made to the Bitcoin network. I still think there's a larger question about, is Bitcoin in general going to be a really important part of the world economy? And there's still obvious issues, like you're still using Bitcoins, which have a very unstable value, and that doesn't change that at all. And so if you're skeptical of Bitcoin for those kinds of reasons, that you just don't think that cryptocurrency in general is very useful, this particular innovation may or may not change that.
Could it help stabilize the prices of cryptocurrencies sort of as an asset class, because now they would have an actual use as a currency and they're not this kind of just imaginary investment?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I mean, there's a chicken and egg characteristic to this, where if you have a lot of people using it for everyday transactions, that kind of stabilizes the currency potentially, because it's not just the speculators. And so in the long run, you could imagine a world where Bitcoin is kind of the native currency of the internet. Lots and lots of people use it. And so it is at a scale where it fluctuates more like, you know, euros and dollars or something like that.
Timothy Lee is a senior tech policy reporter for Ars Technica. Now, of course, buying and selling things with cryptocurrencies is also highly problematic because the prices change so much. I mean, who wants a Korean taco that costs $8 on Tuesday and $80 on Friday? I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.